Bob Dole has died. He was 98. The Elizabeth Dole Foundation announced today that he died, quote, early this morning in his sleep. Bob Dole was a World War II hero, the majority leader in the U.S. Senate, and the Republican nominee for president in 1996, losing to incumbent Bill Clinton. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson has this look back at Dole's life and career.
Bob Dole was a giant of the Senate. He had one of the longest tenures of any Republican Party leader in Senate history. He was known for passing bills for Republican presidents, stopping them when they came from Democrats, and making plenty of bipartisan deals in between. But his congressional record was more successful than his electoral career. He remains the only person to be nominated for both president and vice president without attaining either office. Along the way, he developed a reputation as a tough partisan, a hatchet man, serving in that role first for President Richard Nixon in the 1960s and later as President Gerald Ford's running mate in 1976. Here he is in the vice presidential debate of that year, talking about the two world wars, Korea and Vietnam.
We added up the killed and wounded in Democrat wars in this century would be about 1.6 million Americans, enough to fill the city of Detroit.
But political scientist Ross Baker says there were always two Bob Doles.
There were always two Bob Doles. There was the Bob Dole who was the harsh Republican rhetorician, the one with the kind of snide comment, the sort of mean-spirited Bob Dole. On the other hand, there was the man who increasingly became a Republican centrist.
Republican strategist Scott Reed worked with Dole for over 20 years and managed his 1996 run for the White House.
This was a guy that was a legislative expert, knew how to wait to the end, hold his cards close to his chest, and then make the move, which wasn't always the greatest skill when you were running for president.
No one knew this better than Dole himself. Having tried to run for president twice while keeping his day job in the Senate, Dole decided in 1996 to step down as majority leader and concentrate on his ultimate ambition. In his farewell speech, he said he was leaving the Senate with nowhere to go but the White House or home.
But I will be the same man I was when I walked into the room, the same man I was yesterday and the day before, and a long time ago when I rose from my hospital bed and was permitted by the grace of God to walk again in the world. And I trust in the hard way, for little has come to me except in the hard way, which is good, because we have a hard task ahead of us.
That speech was a rare reference to Dole's grievous war wounds and long convalescence. He never recovered the use of his right arm. But he maintained a terrific sense of humor, even writing a book called Great Presidential Wit. In retirement, he almost made a second career of poking fun at himself. He had a cameo on The Simpsons and appeared in a commercial with Britney Spears. Another commercial he made for Viagra was so famous that he made another one spoofing it for Pepsi.
It helps me feel youthful, vigorous, and most importantly, vital again. What is this amazing product? My faithful little blue friend.
In Dole's post-Senate years, he worked with former Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle, this time on the same side, at a law firm and at a bipartisan policy center they founded together. Daschle reflects on the career that took Dole a long way from its beginnings as a partisan bomb thrower.
He has said on more than one occasion the most successful moments of his career had to do with times when he reached across the aisle with Democratic senators and other leaders.
That was former Senator Tom Daschle remembering his longtime adversary and colleague, Bob Dole. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.